Picture a waterfall in your head. What do you see? I'd like to meditate today on what exactly a waterfall is. And then we're going to bring it into our sense of self. Because when you think of a waterfall, you can see this shape of water, right? It's this white, moving, misty rush of water. And in our minds, it has a shape. You can imagine a waterfall as a thing. But of course, a waterfall is not a thing. A waterfall is movement of water. Every second of a large waterfall contains billions of water molecules that are here in that waterfall only for a second, for a moment, and then they're gone, moving on into the river, into the ocean, evaporating up into a cloud. A waterfall is not a thing, but because we perceive events within space-time so slowly, at a certain speed, a waterfall's too fast. All the movement of individual water droplets all goes too fast for us to perceive any separation. So we perceive it as this one thing. But it's a billion things, a trillion things. At any given moment, if you could chop it up with your perception that finely, but we can't. In our speech, a waterfall is a noun. But what is a noun other than being, happening in such a way that we can determine a pattern and form a mental construct? Just like a waterfall is nothing but the movement of water in a certain shape that we can fit into our mind. And even though Niagara Falls looks nothing like Victoria Falls or like a little waterfall that you can create in your backyard with a garden hose and some rocks, even though those things look nothing alike, there's enough of a pattern within our minds, enough of a construct of what we mean by waterfall, that we can place all those things within the same box. There's enough of a pattern within our speed of perception in the universe to call it a thing. So let's think about ourselves. An I, a you. Is that really that much different than a waterfall? The atoms that make up your body at any given moment are not the atoms that made up your body a moment ago. There's a constant movement, a constant change. The thoughts that you've thought, the feelings that you've felt, the processes that your body continues to enact and embody. It's movement, it's change, it's constant flux. But there's enough of a pattern that we're able to form stories, constructs. And one of those constructs is you, is me. Alan Watts talked about seeing a bird fly through the sky and creating a line in your mind that pattern that the bird is flying through, a bird flying in a straight line, and you can almost see that line, and it feels like a line. But of course, that line is nothing but a construct. What you think of as you is a construct. What you think of as yourself, your personality, even your body, your mind, this is all patterns of movement that happen to be changing slowly enough in terms of human nervous system perception of space-time. We see a baby grow into a toddler, into a child, into a teenager, into an adult, and that for us takes a long time. Day by day, for us, seems like a significant amount of time. And at the speed that we perceive things, which would be vastly different from other perspectives in the universe, by the way. But at the speed that we perceive things on a human time scale, as opposed to a geological time scale or a cosmic time scale or the time scale of a photon, at our particular speed, it seems like a human is a thing. It seems like I am a body. And I can access these memories that this body has experienced. Because human bodies have this unique ability to not only remember, but to tell very extravagant stories about what we remember and construct imaginary possibilities that have helped us as a species create amazing things. But they're just constructs. The stories of you and I are like waterfalls. If you try to hold them in your hand, they'll slip right through. I heard a teacher recently talking about how our bodies are more like the cameras. You put on your phone, you turn on the camera, and it perceives all these things. What does the camera perceive? How many things, when you turn on your camera, does it perceive as it looks out into the world? Well, just one, right? I mean, maybe with some of the updated, really intelligent cameras, it starts recognizing faces and things like that. But that's human. That's human stories being put into technology. It's not anything other than human minds that we know of that cut up the world into so many things. The phone doesn't see the lamp and the desk and that curtain rod that you got from Target. It just opens itself to the light. And all of our suffering, this is what the Buddha saw, all of our suffering is a result of us chopping up the world like that. And then desiring with our stories and our constructs that rather than this. So just for a moment, see if you can drop the photographer out of the picture, out of your body, that story that you're the photographer rather than the camera. The subject of experience. Because all that subject is a construct. It's an idea. It's a thought. So what if, just for a moment, you would allow yourself to perceive the world as it is, without seams, without division, not as a single object, waterfall versus a river versus a tree, but simply as this, the constant flux, the music, the movement of the all. If there is a you, it's all of it. All the love, all the peace. Namaste.